Welcome to Real Talk. This is Donovan Simon. On Real Talk, we explore issues that don't make the mainstream discussions, but are things that we should talk about. Today, we're going to talk about handling stress. There's a lot of stress all around. There's good stress, there is bad stress. Sometimes this stress comes from our work, it comes from our home situation, it comes from our networks, it comes from our relationships. And in different ways, it impacts us. Sometimes it impacts our health. Sometimes it impacts our wealth. It impacts our well-being. It impacts our self-worth. There are a multiplicity of ways that stress manifests itself in our daily lives, in our relationships, and in the outcomes of the different interactions that we have to deal with every day. So the big question is, so how do we cope? How do we manage? There are a range of different solutions that come to mind. What's true though is many people don't manage their stress very well, especially the bad stress. The ones that come are the one that comes from negative interactions, the one that comes from underdeveloped confidence, the one that comes from emotions and feelings that trigger negative activity in the mind and in our interactions. Some people try different forms of therapy to deal with their stress, right? That might include having a professional counselor. It may have, you know, a mentor, a coach, different ways of taking it on through therapy. Another way that I think we can look at dealing with our stress is through exercise. Getting into the gym, going for a walk, going for a ride, even in your own home, just doing some very simple activity to stretch the muscles and to get the blood flowing and getting the mind to think a little bit differently. Of course, there is the option of diet. Eating a particular way, less sugars, less processed foods, you know, going to fruits and vegetables and the things that provide our bodies with better nutrition. You know as well as I do that there are lots of people who demonstrate or play out their stress by eating badly. You know, every so often, you know, I have a stressful day and, you know, some people take on alcohol. Some people take on what I call bad food, you know, lots of fatty food, lots of oils, lots of sugars, right? But it's a way of handling the stress. Some people manage their stress by building the right network around them. And this is something that we should definitely look at when we're overwhelmed by our circumstances. There are many people in our network who may have gone down that same road before. They have the experience, and we can learn from that. Something that everybody should take from this one is the wise not only learns from their own experience, but from the experience of others. So we've got some choices to make. We've got some choices to make, first of all, in acknowledging when we have stress. Sometimes the lack of acknowledgement leads to a delayed response in finding an appropriate solution. The other question that needs to be answered once the acknowledgement is done is, how do I find balance? And balance here is establishing and accepting the reality of our circumstances and determining how do we get back to whatever is deemed normal while having to do all the other things that come with everyday life. So if work is a stressor, for example, taking a vacation may be great, but there is an acknowledgement that when the vacation is done, you have to go back to work. You have to deal with some of the circumstances that may have previously created that stress. So there is a multiplicity of processes that need to occur in order for you to effectively handle the stress. So not only, for example, is it just about taking a vacation, there may be the need to make a decision that says, I'm going to establish some work-life balance going forward. And that work-life balance could mean I'm not taking work home anymore. Or I'm going to turn off my cell phone that is attached to my work at a certain time. I could also say I'm going to spend more time with my children, with my family. So I find an alternate source, an alternate target for my time and my investment. There's also the acknowledgement that in dealing with some of our stressors, there's likely to be an initial period of pain and suffering as we go through the adjustment. Just like an addict, it's not always easy to stop cold turkey. And therefore, in dealing with our stress, in handling our stress, it is important, especially when guided by a professional, to appreciate that there is a period of transition, and that transition can be painful. The things that may have created the stress in the first place may be things that you like. And weaning yourself off that like is not always going to be easy. What we know and what we have to accept is that stress is real. Stress is in our everyday life, and we have to find effective ways of handling it. Many years ago, a former boss of mine took his life. And my initial rounds of questions, I couldn't comprehend what would have been going through his head and what was going on in his life for him to make such a final decision. And this is something that happens in our world every day. People who cannot handle the stress of their circumstances, making that fatal final decision. So here's what Real Talk is saying. If you're dealing with stress, both the good one and the bad one, ensure that you're thinking about how you're going to handle that stress. Find a solution, find a way to deal with it, because if you don't, it will deal with you. It's time to go. Thanks for listening, Real Talk. Please like, please share our podcast. If you want to add a comment to this particular episode, you've got to download the Podbean app. So until the next episode, stay positive no matter what. Welcome to Read.